Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beamich and Finley, 1 o'clock. Somebody stole my chapstick. Odds are it was a rooster. He was the last one in here. Landville, what do you think is more likely? Rooster stole my chapstick or that I lost it?
You lost it. Oh, looks like you found it.
I just found it.
So you're just falsely accusing the rooster for no reason?
I take it all back, Roost. My B. All right. We got a Baltimore fan on the line? I'm into that. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Here's my question, and I'm honestly posing it as a question. I don't know, and the odds are they probably can't slow down Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson and the Ravens' run game. The Ravens are first in the NFL in rushing the football. In five games as a team, they have over 1,000 rushing yards. That's unbelievable. But, like, we have this image in our brains of what the Ravens are defensively. And so far this year, they haven't really been that. Overall, they're 26th in points allowed, 19th in yards allowed. Remember, they lost Mike McDonald from that coaching staff. They lost Anthony Weaver from that coaching staff. They obviously have some good players, and they're the Ravens, and they wear purple, and it's going to be in their building. But the question is relatively simple. Are you convinced Washington can or cannot keep up with Baltimore? Ray is calling us from Baltimore. What up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, buddy?
What's going on? Hey, man, first and foremost, I love the show. It's an honor to get in. You and B-Mitch got the hottest, one of the hottest shows in the DMV.
Thanks, dude.
I listen every single day, and I just want to just say that on the front end.
Appreciate that.
The rant, the mini rant I'm about to go on. You know, look, I got family in PG and DC, but the mini rant I'm about to go on is not directed to you or anybody else. It's to the callers that's calling in, you know, talking real spicy. Because here's the bottom line. I hear everything you're saying about the stats being what it is when it comes to the defense. You got a generational talent in Kyle Hamilton. You still got Roquan. You still got Nnamdi Amadebike. I mean, nobody's talking about Travis Jones. Even when you talk about the rushing game, you're not even talking about Justice Hill. You know what I mean? Like, and Rashad Bateman that's coming into his own. The bottom line is the vibe in Baltimore, Finley, I'm just going to keep it 100, because we heard from Buffalo fans a couple weeks ago talking the same noise about coming in and stomping. We definitely heard it from Detroit fans last year. And that's the same vibes that a lot of fan base is. We heard the same kind of chirping from Detroit. And we ran them out the stadium by the third quarter. So I hope it's a good game. But at the end of the day, the vibe that's up here in the Charm City is, okay, it's going to be a good game. But, you know, every time teams come and talk, and they come to the bank and talk, where it's going to be 70,000 people, man, I'm telling you, at the end of the day, it's going to be another W. I love Jayden Daniels. I love it for the area. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? The champs of the millennium since 2000 is going to continue to be the Baltimore Ravens. That's all I got to say, Playboy.
A couple, if I may, and I appreciate the call, Ray. I appreciate the kind words. Ray hung up. The champs of the millennium are the Chiefs. They've won three. I understand that Baltimore's won two. I'm not trying to take that from them. That's the same amount the Giants have. There's also a team called the Patriots that have probably won six. I have seen Valdez has talked about this, and I do think it's a reasonable claim. Matt Valdez is a senior Ravens reporter for the Dundalk Times, and he's explained that what Baltimore does is they get teams that come in there that are hot, and they bully them. And Washington is not necessarily a young team because they did bring in a bunch of veteran free agents, but they're an inexperienced group together, right? Like this group, from the front office to the 16th person on the practice squad, they've been together 5 months. Like they haven't been through the battles that a team like Baltimore has. And that could matter in a high pressure, lot of eyeballs game. I'm fully aware of that. But I don't know, man. My question is, can Washington keep up with Baltimore scoring? Are all these calls clear? Are we good to go on everything? Because I got to start here. There's a dude named Michael Jackson on the line. Hello, Michael Jackson. Do you think?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let me start with this. I've been working here since the late 80s. I have love for the skin. I'm not here to put down the Commanders, forgive me. And I love what Jaden Daniels is doing for the team, what the team is doing for the city right now, because it's been a long time since they had this kind of, not hope, but just a really good thing going on. I feel good about the team, and they're just doing the damn thing. So, you know. And it's good to know that listening to the post-game interview with your quarterback, and come to find out then that he and Lamar, they stay in touch with each other. You know, I don't know whether he mentors or they just good friends or whatever, but it's good. Like I said, it's good for the city that the Skins are Commanders are doing well, and I'm happy for that. But so I'm just really looking forward to a really good game, and I really like for them both to do well. It's a national, you know. Home is where the heart is, so I want my Ravens to win, but I still want the Commanders to not just show up.
I appreciate the call. Ahead. I appreciate you listening. Good luck making that left turn. Can you do me a favor and give me your best?
No.
Thank you, dude.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, do you want to give me one? It's pretty good. Landini, you got one?
Michael Jackson was no fun, bro.
I don't got one.
If your name's Michael Jackson, you got to lean into it.
Yeah,
I'm not asking you to moonwalk to the station, but give me a
Nah, I definitely want to see you moonwalk to the station.
I'll be honest, Jeff. I'm going to confess this. I'm going to left hand up. I don't think I'm a very good moonwalker. I could jaywalk.
JP, I wouldn't put it past you.
I could jaywalk well. What other types of walking are there? Regular walking I'm pretty good at. Not much of a moonwalker. Rick is in Bethesda. Ricky, can the Commanders score with the Ravens?
Most definitely, JV. Thank you for letting me on. Yeah, most definitely. The best defense that the Commanders have is Jaden Daniels. So with his ability, so all the first five teams that came against him were, you know, just like with Tampa when they blitzed him, just like with Cleveland when they were coming hard at him, and he handled all that. So the Ravens don't have anything on the other side. And then the other key factor is going to be the line. The line is playing and wearing people down. And with them rotating people in and out, they're staying fresh, but they're wearing the defense down. So, yeah, they can stay with them and, you know, focus. The defense focuses on Henry and focuses on Lamar, their receivers are not as good as the Commanders. The only one person I would be worried about is 43. Which is, I believe, is Hill for them. Now, he's kind of like on the Eckler kind of
Justice back. Hill is a hell of a player. But can I ask you something? So you're not worried about Henry?
I'm not going to say I'm not worried, but because we have the tackles and we're rotating them in and out, I believe that I'm not saying he's not going to break off one, but if we're ahead and we're scoring, it doesn't matter how much he runs.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you, bud.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, but
I'm going to turn to the chief BS officer of the program here. Lampville, as a lifelong minus 2 years Burgundy and Gold fan, anyway, are you worried about Derrick Henry this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that. Appreciate the honesty. Henry, through five games, has 572 yards and six touchdowns. His long run of the year is 87 yards. Oh, and by the way, he's 6'2", 250. So, kind of remarkable that he's capable of breaking the long ones. Last week in Cincy, 15 carries, 92 yards with a touchdown. Broke a 51-yarder. 2 weeks ago against the Bills in an absolute beatdown. I believe that was the Sunday night game. 24 carries for a 199 and a touchdown, including an 87-yarder. 3 weeks ago at Dallas, 25 carries for 151 yards, two touchdowns, averaged 6 yards a pop, added a 23-yard reception in that game. Now, the Ravens did open 0-2. In those first two games, Henry did not go over 100 yards. In the opener against Kansas City, 13 carries for 46 with a touchdown. Second game, which was really a kind of an eye-opening loss, they lost at home to the Raiders, 18 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown for King Henry. Derrick Henry also last week went over 10,000 rush yards for his career. All right. Joe is in Manassas. Joe, can the Commanders keep pace with the Ravens?
Yeah, what's up, JP? I love the show as always. And
thanks,
definitely
buddy.
We can keep pace with the Ravens, man. Are you kidding me? The thing that is, like you said, they stopped the run well, but Jaden does both well. He can run, he can pass. So I think we're going to air him out through the air. We're going to get him through the air. I definitely think we're going to get him through the air. Terry's going to have a big game. And I think an Ertz, man, is going to have a big game as well.
Calling the Ertz shot. All right, there you go. I mean, Ertz gets a lot of targets, dude. You know, I don't think kind of the high-end speed playmaking ability is necessarily still there for Zach, but he's sure-handed. He's second on the Commanders with 24 targets. Terry's first with 36.
And also across the middle, I think that's going to be huge to open up the outside. So across the middle, Ertz going across the middle is going to be huge to open
those,
up
like slow
those
drags
routes
and crossers. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
Hey, JP, have a good day, bro.
You too, buddy. Let's go to Alexandria. You know that I went to Alexandria this weekend, Lanfill? I don't know if you're aware of that. I went to Old Town, had a very nice time. Shout out to dude, people were asking me, Lanfill, this is funny. You know the restaurant Landini Brothers? People were asking if that was your family because we call you Landini so frequently. So next time you go in there, be like, hey, I'm one of the brothers. John is in Alexandria. Hello, John. Can Washington keep up?
How we doing?
Good, buddy.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I was just saying that fortunate enough to get to go to both home games this year. And this past week, man, I was nervous. Felt like a trap game. Cleveland's defense was real legit. And after watching it, man, Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, they're on the same page. I'm convinced that we are going to be able to score against anybody in this league. And also, I think Dan Quinn, man, has made this defense. It's taken a little bit of time, but I think this defense is better than we're even giving it credit for now. I know we got some weak secondary and et cetera, but I think it's all starting to come together, man. I'm nervous, but I'm excited, to say the least.
Appreciate it, man. It should be a fun one. Should really be a fun one. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir,
little bit of news here. We're able to get the stream back up and running, so if you'd like joining us on the YouTube, you can. Jeff, breaking news that, you know, frankly, I couldn't care less about, but I'm going to say it. Timothy Park wants us to know that the Chicago Fire hire Greg Berhalter as head coach. Your take, Jeff.
Who?
Correct. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep talking about football, not the Chicago Fire hire Greg Berhalter. I think that's soccer. I think that's the old soccer coach of the national team, right, who was terrible. Why would you hire that dude? Like, I'd rather hire Ted Lasso than that dude. Just to get us back on track, Lanfill, I don't want to, you know, I got distracted, as I'm wont to do. Commander Tequila. Hello, Commander. Can the Commanders keep up with the Ravens?
Oh, yeah. We can keep up with the Ravens. They ain't a problem at all.
Thank you, Commander. Yeah. Appreciate you. Phone lines remain open. 800-636-1067. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.